Lonesome Highway, your home for unsigned country music artists.
Hammer stone, so high. We were living it up in the dead of the night. There was fire in your eyes, burning me out with every kiss goodbye. Now I don't wanna lose my edge, 'cause you already got a song in your head. We can be our hands in the air, sing along a sweet summer sweat. Turn me on, oh, I wanna be the upbeat in your headphones. All alone, tears on the page, don't write me off, no. I don't wanna be the right word said all wrong. I don't wanna be a heartbreak song.
Felt a spark that brush, tried to keep my cool in the heat of your touch. I don't know where this'll go, but in my heart enough to know that I don't want you to be that guy. Another subject of a melody that I write.
We can be our hands in the air, sing along a sweet summer sweat. Turn me on, oh, I wanna be the upbeat in your headphones. We can be an up all night.
Benefit concert.
Woo!
As you can hear from the music in the background, we've got Whiskey Kate and Jade.
What's up?
And some live music.
Whatever that was just playing, I'm digging that. What is that? What
it's
was that?
Just something that they were playing.
That was Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Skeletons. It was great.
You know, battle patches and all.
Wait, Dave Grohl.
Hey, you don't know Foo Fighters?
Not like that.
It's not death
like
metal.
Like Cannibal Corpse, I'll know it.
That's awesome. Well, Miss Whiskey Kate was first up today on the stage.
I was.
Fucking
it was nice.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
amazing voice. So, other than this, what brings you to Georgia?
This.
Nice. That's right.
We're and special.
There was supposed to be a bottle of moonshine in it for me, but I don't know. I think the person that had it for me left, so.
Attention, dude with the moonshine, bring it back.
Peach moonshine, to be correct, I think. But I think that person left, so.
That's awful.
Sad face for me.
That is awful. That is just.
Yes, I know. I wanted some of this, you know, hooch that y'all making down here, so.
I'll hook you up. Catch me after the show.
All right.
I drink vodka. I can't contribute to this at all.
How y'all doing out there tonight? Y'all having fun?
So where are you headed after this?
Home. Yes, home. And then I've got a show next weekend in Franklin. And then another show in Leapers Fort, Tennessee. Jade's going to be out on the road, I
think. I have a big secret, and I cannot announce it until Thanksgiving.
Yes, so you'll have to stay tuned.
No, you should totally just tell us here, and we won't play this part until Thanksgiving.
When is it going to be released?
I have no idea. After I get done editing it, probably.
Will that be after Thanksgiving?
Should be.
All right. Well, I'll be out on the road with Doyle from the Misfits selling merch. So that'll be from November 23rd through January 3rd. Our last show's in Brooklyn. So if you want to come hang out with me, that's where I'll be all across America.
Twister, turn me round and round. Let me tell you, Mr. Landed in a strange place. Funny little people, witches out to get me. Everybody's skipping down a yellow brick road to see the big man. Man behind the curtain, he's just a scam. Well, bust my buttons, something ain't right. His ruby slippers are getting real tight. Oh, I'm so over the rainbow.
That is awesome. So is that going to bring you through Atlanta at all?
They actually just played Atlanta with Municipal Waste and Toxic Holocaust 3 or 4 days ago. So we're going to skip you. Yeah, you missed it, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's Atlanta for
you. But they do tour all the time, so they'll be back.
Nice.
Yeah.
James?
What's cracking, bro? How you living?
I don't know what to say. I asked you all the questions at dinner.
Yeah, I know. He ruined our interview at dinner. Yeah.
Just so y'all know, we all went to dinner together.
Yeah, that's right. Our secret.
I made it sound super dirty, but it's not.
At least that's what we're going to tell you on this podcast.
Yeah.
Could have been.
PG-13 podcast.
Well, listen, thank you guys for coming out. And we've, let's see here. So, Homespun's coming up in July.
I know.
And we are talking about getting Miss Whiskey Kate back for another live show.
Hopefully Jade will be here.
Hopefully.
My manager. She'll be with me.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
That'll be awesome. Before we end this, I'm going to have to cut the hell out of this.
I'm in love with him and he's in love with me. Mama, that's all it can be. I know daddy don't approve, don't think it's right, but it's my love. I've never felt this way about any other soul. Lord knows I pray that this is where I'm supposed to go. I know I'm young, but my heart knows me better. I gotta leave today. Hope you find this letter.
Shaking, but I need to breathe. Thinking about your long hair and what dress you might wear when you slide into that passenger seat. I'll take you to that county fair and try to win that teddy bear. Turns out you shoot better than me. I'll get you back to my truck, girl. Friday night ain't long enough. Ain't worried about losing sleep as long as you're here with me. Said that the red lights ain't good for nothing. Politely, I disagree, cause you and me, we keep leaning in, making the best of it. We let them cycle through cause we ain't ready yet. Ain't worried about your curfew or what your daddy might do. We said we took the long way home. We'll spend the night loving them red lights. We'll be right back. feel that moon red. When I'm down in that cop said, son, you got a tail light out. I see you looking, laughing because of my reaction. I know I never lived this out. Who said that them red lights ain't good for nothing? Politely, I disagree, cause you and me, we keep leaning in, making the best of it. We let them cycle through cause we ain't ready yet. I ain't worried about your curfew or what your daddy might do. I said we took the long way home. We'll spend the night loving them real lights, girl. Who said that them red lights ain't good for nothing? Keep laying in, making the best of it. We let them cycle through. Now we ain't ready yet. Who said that them red lights ain't good for nothing? Politely, I disagree, cause you and me, we keep laying in, making the best of it. We let them cycle through, cause we ain't ready yet. I ain't worried about your curfew or what your daddy might do. We say we took the long way home. We'll spend the night loving in real life. Loving in real
oh,
you want to play my song and make world domination happen through music?
Yes, we are totally playing you.
I don't know what that says when you say you're playing me. What does that mean exactly?
That means we are playing your awesome track, Chains.
Okay. Show me just... another Atlanta boy. Don't
see
that.
Oh!
Oh,
no.
Burn!
No, we at the Mosh Pit, we do what we say we're going to do.
Yes, we do.
I don't talk.
But we do.
Anyway,
they do.
Take it over Frankie, man.
How do you?
Ladies and gentlemen, Jules and the Redneck Rodeo.
It's a great guy. This is
so great.
This is great. We'll edit it down.
That's all right.
Sorry, I blew that.
You'll be all right. So we're live with the Mosh Pit. We're here with Whiskey Kate and Miss Jade again.
Miss Jade is cold.
Miss Jade is freezing to death.
Cold as fuck.
She is ready to get the fuck out of here.
Oh, are we allowed to say fuck?
Fuck.
Oh,
yes,
okay,
yes.
We
more?
Are.
Yes. Hey, this is my podcast. We say fuck if we want to.
Okay, that's good to know.
So definitely thank you for coming out.
Yes, thank you for having us. Now. This is fun.
You are awesome, by the way.
Yes.
I appreciate that. Keep stroking that eagle. That was ego, not... Eagle.
Stroking the eagle?
That was a little bit of my southern coming out.
Stroking's the key word.
080.
I'll be stroking.
73.
I'm totally using that as a sound bite.
Stroke Billy Squire. Now that's a different story.
Different story.
That is a different story.
All right, James, you want to pick up the interview?
Okay, yeah. So, Jade, yes. Tell us a little bit about your music background.
So, I mean, it's all I've known for my short 20 years of life, pretty much. I grew up on Kiss and the Ramones and assorted death metal bands. And I used to be a drummer. I was a drummer when I was very young. And the first song I learned was Shouted Out Loud by Kiss.
That's awesome.
And then when I was 17, one day I was watching that metal show and I pointed at the screen. I was like, Dad, that's what I want to do when I grow up. And he was like, okay. And then I started a website and now I'm right here.
737.
She is basically my hero.
Aw, thank you.
I can say that honestly. I've been following her for a couple years.
Yeah.
And
stalker level.
Not quite, but close.
Truth.
She, I've been impressed with everything that, I mean, you've reached out to so many bands, and you're so young, and you've probably lived more than probably James and myself combined as far as musically.
Yeah.
All right.
James feels like, I think he disagrees
with that. I disagree.
Well, James is like 10 years older than me, so
yeah,
it doesn't count.
Well, I've been really fortunate because I have reached out to a lot of bands, and none of them had to do anything with me.
That train.
I know. Where
amazing.
Is that right now?
It's right there. Literally, it is right there.
Midnight train to Georgia.
No, I heard it. And I was like, is Running with the Devil by Van Halen about to start playing? That was my first thought. I thought that's what you had queued up. And I was like, oh, so it's like a theme. Okay.
Only a rocker chick.
But yeah, exactly. But yeah, like none of these bands had to reciprocate the way they did. So I'm super grateful that so many of them have like taken me under their wing and offered their guidance and their help, because a lot of them, you know, it's always become more than just an interview one time or just meeting one time. They stay in contact with me. They help me out a lot, like we were talking about earlier. So
that's really awesome.
Nobody has to do that, but I'm really grateful that so many people have, and that's what's made the last 3 years really successful and really important to me.
Well, that's a lot of what people don't realize about rock and metal is a lot of those guys are really nice guys, really family-oriented guys. Yeah, it gets a bad rap sometimes.
Mm-hmm, it does. And, you know, I've met some bad people, but there's always been twice as many good people, right. So it always makes up for it.
Right.
That's how she introduced me to, like, the rock world.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Since my voice changed after my car accident to more the rock, you know, with a little twang, not a lot, she actually really pulled me into the rock scene, and that's what I love, is because the people that I've met in the rock world are so amazing, and it's like a family.
Yeah.
And I love that because it's not like that in other music genres. I mean, they can say it is, but it's like the bless your heart kind of family.
Yeah.
Right, it's fake. And like we were talking about earlier, the first band I ever brought her around was Fozzy. And, you know, we all went bowling and for sushi and we went to the bar. And, you know, it was like a little family experience and it was really cute. And then the Dead Daisies rolled through Nashville and those, you know, I value them really highly. You know, Dean Cascianova, he's like my big brother. So, of course, if I was doing something with them, I was going to bring Kate, and they really hit it off, too. So, it's...
He offered to play drums on one of my songs for free.
Yeah.
Just because whenever I cut another track for drums. So,
that's
pretty
and that's
awesome.
The kind of people that I deal with all the time. So, everyone's always usually so nice and giving and willing to help, you know, at whatever cost to them.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, Whiskey Kate, what are your influences when it comes to writing your music?
Myself.
Hey.
I mean, awesome. The songs just come. So, like, last night I was writing a song, and I, you know, was going through some personal stuff, and it was in my head, and I was like, oh, and I was just texting my friend, and all of a sudden I was like, whoa, those lyrics are going to make for a great song. I was like, be right back, I got to go write a song. And that's what happens. Like, the songs just come.
Yeah, we'll be in the middle of a conversation. She'll be like, hold on, I gotta go write a song. Okay.
Yeah. It for me, it comes and it flows. One of the songs, Hotter, it's this weird country, like, hip-hop song on my EP on Reverb Nation. It's so funny because it has, like, an EDM or a kind of, like, a more modern twist on it. But that song came at 2 a.m. like, it's a sexy song if you've heard it. Like,
that's the best time.
It's you know, strong and tall, sweet, sexy Southern draw. Like, it's for the Southern, it's for the South. But it could be, like, in, you know, the clubs, that kind of thing, here in the South, of course, not, like, in
New York.
Jersey or New York. But my writing influences changed a lot because after the car accident, I had to listen to a lot of Jimi Hendrix, a lot of The Doors, a lot of Janis Joplin, a lot of Mozart, believe it or not, Metallica, Tom Petty, and who was Pink Floyd. So it was whatever
Mastodon
helped my head at
Mastodon.
The time. Mastodon, yep. Mm-hmm. I saw Mastodon
awesome.
And Primus.
Yeah, they are.
And what was the other? Who else? Who was the other band that was on tour with them?
I don't remember.
It was Mastodon.
I did not see it.
And Primus at Red Rocks. But I've had a lot of really great friends introduce me to a lot of other music recently because of my influence is changing. So I guess that's a long-winded answer.
I like it.
It just kind of, songwriting just happens for me. I don't have to work at it.
Mozart is just rock and metal before electricity.
Exactly.
It's true.
That's
right.
What they say.
That is awesome. Well, guys, thank y'all for stopping by the booth.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming down to my little podunk town.
We're going to come back, and we're going to rock out with y'all. And I feel like we just need to get a big old tent out here and, like,
fill it with a couple heaters.
And have a bonfire, and then we can all just get drunk and hang out and have a good time.
Is
that all right?
Is this an exclusive party?
Yes.
Yes.
For the Mosh Pit Party.
Mosh Pit podcast
party. Mosh Pit
Party
only.
Yes. Go for some nature walks. It'd be great.
That's awesome. Well, again, thank you so much for coming down. I know you've got a long trip ahead.
That's all right. Anytime, we will come back, right?
It was awesome to meet y'all.
Yeah. And y'all keep a lookout for this one out on the road, Jade. She's going to be rocking and blowing shit up.
Rocking in the USA.
Yeah, but she's not coming back to Atlanta. Jeez.
I'm sure I'll make my way at some point within the next few weeks, couple months, who knows.
Are you kidding? We can't stay away from each other long. We're going to go through withdrawals. So, like, we've got to figure out that. So.
Yeah, this was our last hurrah, so.
Yeah, this was
very nice.
Yeah.
Hey, there ain't no better way to spend it than with the mosh pit.
I know, right?
And children
and
running
children.
And yelling.
Yeah.
Hey, that's all right. We're around two incredibly handsome men, and we are having a good time.
Thank you, ladies. Y'all are beautiful.
Thank you. Yes,
thank you so much.
I got a roof and needs fixing. I got some wood that needs splitting. My truck headlights ain't shining so bright. I know I got some work, but girl, not tonight. My tail needs stringing. Pontoon pipe ain't spinning. No matter how many things I got on my list, you're always on top of it. 'Cause time ain't wasted when you're in my arms, baby, baby. When your lips find their way onto mine, it takes me, takes me out of this crazy world for a while. All I need is just one of your little smiles. No matter where we are, no matter what we do, time ain't wasted when it's wasted with you. Whether it's a couch or a tailgate, ordering or a five-star steak, whether it's the radio on, back porch swinging, or front row country singing, time ain't wasted when you're in my arms, baby, baby. When your lips find their way onto mine, it takes me out of this crazy world for a while. All I need is just one of your little smiles. No matter where we are, no matter what we do, time ain't wasted when it's wasted with you. When your lips find their way onto mine, time ain't wasted when you're in my arms, baby, baby. When your lips find their way onto mine, it takes me out of this crazy world for a while. All I need is just one of your little smiles. No matter where we are, no matter what we do, time ain't wasted when it's wasted with you. Time ain't wasted when it's wasted with you. Wasted with you.
smell she left me in. 'Cause every new beginning comes from the beginning's end. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Oh, I've been here before, hung over from the night before. With these thoughts I can't use, but I can't blame it on you. But I cannot, will not lose. Oh, I refuse to be this small in this game you're trying to play. I'm becoming my old man a little more every day. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I've been here before, hung over from the night before. With these thoughts I can't use, but I can't blame it on you.
Noel, you are listening to Lonesome Highway.